HKX in 0 GR.
HKX, good evening, Tom.
Well, good evening, Patrick. Hope you had a nice day. Nice cold day. Man, I had to dress out my Arctic suit to go out to the chickens today.
It's been cold and blustery up here today. I was out this morning. Me and a friend went over to the gun show, and it was very cold and windy.
The gun show at Greenville? I get those notices, but I've never gone for several years.
Up at the egg center next to the Asheville Airport.
Chris, go with you?
One of the guys up here at Anchor went with me.
Well, they're always interesting. And the best part, you meet a lot of nice guys. I'm trying to kind of stay out of crowds because I don't know when they're going to do that surgery, and I don't want to have a cold or something. And by the way, I only got two eggs off of this side and one little bitty egg today. And I think they may be going molten, so anyways, I'll let you know how we come out. The other side's still laying good. These crazy ones on this side that are pecking each other, you know, maybe they've decided to grow some feathers, and so they're not going to lay.
I mean, it is what it is. Nature's going to run its course with the chickens, I guess. And this cold weather is definitely going to put them where they're not producing like they normally are. But don't worry about it. A friend of ours had some extra eggs, and we picked them up from her husband. So we're all good up here.
Excellent. Well, I'll let you know how they're doing anyways. Because I know you're interested, and the ones in the on the back side there, on the south side, those five, they've been laying five eggs almost every day. The ones on this side, they just slowly trickle down from five to four to three to two. I should say two and a half. And one egg was about as big as a big marble. So you just throw it out. Bernice is over here snoozing. And I bought some of those ice cream cones with nuts on them and chocolate down at Walmart yesterday. And I gave her one of those. She's just been really tired lately and kind of worries me. But she's been inactive, and that's not her way. So I'm kind of concerned, but her leg's doing fine on that new hip.
Sorry to hear that she's tired and you're concerned about her, but glad to hear that her hip and leg's doing good. So hopefully it's just getting over all of it and getting back to her normal routine. She'll be back up and running a race here for long.
We hate this cold weather, but it could be a lot worse. She called her friend up in Kansas City, and they're expecting 12 inches of snow tomorrow, and they already got some ice. And her husband just had a heart attack, so they got all kinds of doctor's appointments next week. I guess that's one heck of a big storm going across there, and it's just slightly north of us, and then going up. I mean, there are some bitter temperatures, and then there's going to be some more after that. Just about the whole month is going to be cold. And old people and cold just don't mix. This is N0TR.
Roger that. I'm learning that lesson. I won't call myself old yet, but I'm learning that lesson for sure. And, yeah, it looks like it's going to stay, for the most part, the worst part of it's going to stay north of us. We might skirt just a little bit of the ice storm up here. So, went out today and got my father-in-law's place prepared. Checked on them. And my grandfather lives close enough that I can make it over there in a side-by-side if I need to go. So just getting some preparations done today.
Patrick, preventative maintenance. Well, thank God we got that Generac, I'll tell you for sure. Didn't realize it, but we've had it about 8 years. And we've used it several times, but at any rate, it's nice to have that security. The basement's staying pretty good. Of course, I got the heater turned up a little bit down here. It's not a very big one. And then when I'm sitting here, there's not much CW on tonight. It's a ready contest weekend, and so... I just worked an Italian station and a couple other little things, but you look at QRZN, it's just ready, 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 and I don't do ready. The sound of it drives me nuts. The British don't like it, but Morse code usually don't last that long. You might talk for 15 or 20 minutes once in a while, but it's rare. Most of the time, it's just contacts anymore. I'd rather rat you a little bit, but there's nothing on, so I think we'll be going upstairs pretty quick. Well, I'll let you go. It's nice hearing you tonight. I was hoping you was out there, and I thought maybe Shane would be on there, but it's the weekend. I don't know if he works the weekends or not, but take care, my friend, and stay warm. KO4HKX and 0TR. Clever the final, Patrick.
And 4ZLK.
There he is. Shook him out of the bushes. Go ahead, Shane.
I think Patrick's in there, and Tom, this is an install in Seth's work truck. We just got it powered up and wired up and everything. I hope it sounds all right.
You sound better than Patrick does tonight. He sounds a little bit off, but that's nothing unusual for Patrick.
Like you said, I was just a little bit off, and not a whole lot. Good to hear you sounding good on this end, Shane.
It sounds like he's almost off frequency a little bit, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, with respect to the radio now, other than that, you know, being a tool salesman, I have to say he's about a half a bubble off. Boy, that time you wasn't in there at all, Patrick.
Going on. I'm
the
same radio I always on.
It sounds like you're off frequency, doesn't it, Shane? And we're not joking now.
Okay. It's almost just barely off frequency. Anyway, I'm going to clear out of here. Seth and Nadine are going to pack up and head home, but he's got a radio installed in his truck now, so nice little 50-watt dual-band mobile. So be able to talk to him more. Talk to you guys later. Have a good evening. N4ZLK.
Sounds excellent. Yeah, Shane. Good to hear you. And Patrick, you want to make another one or two before the net starts and see if you can get that corrected?
Interfering with it. Hang on just a second. Let me try something right quick.
Well, that was better that time, but not your normal.
Now, is that any better?
White noise, normally you're full quieting.
Cold air up here, wreaking havoc on my antenna outside. If I was standing out there in the cold like that in the wind, I think I'd be a little irritated too.
You're okay now. Yeah, that's one thing you don't want to do with an HF antenna is transmit on it when it's got ice on it. Your standing wave will go real high, and you might not notice it until it's too late. You can damage your radio.
HKX, I don't know what happened here, so keep trying here for a minute, and then it'll clear out for the net.
About 1 or 2% white noise, which is very acceptable where you're at, and the rest of it's clear audio, so You're okay, considering everything, the weather and all tonight, Patrick.
We'll clear out of here. So whoever's calling the net tonight, I think it's Dave, can get prepared. But Tom, good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And look forward to seeing you next week, even if you don't have eggs. Like, stop by and at least shake your hand, say hello. As long as everybody's feeling okay. And I'll clear out of here now. KO4HKX. I'll be standing by for the net. 7-3.
See you later, Patrick. Good to hear you guys tonight. N0TR clear.